This is GIS News. Coming up, Jamaica moves up in press freedom ranking, festival marketplace to be built downtown, and JCIF rolls out clean community project. Details after the break.
Warning, warning, warning. Climate change is happening. We got to do something, no doubt. To the world, we're calling out.
A long time we are upset the ecology.
No climate change is a reality.
No strange weather changes all year round.
We can't stop it,
but we can slow it down.
Small islands will feel it the most. Especially the people them with the pondy coast.
We're losing the reefs and the beaches. Flooded in the coastal communities.
Now the news. Jamaica is among the world's top 10 countries for press freedom. In the 2015 press freedom rankings released by global media watchdog Reporters Without Borders, Jamaica was ranked 9th out of 180 countries included in the survey. This is 8 places above Jamaica's 2014 rank of 17th. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner has fully endorsed the achievement.
Jamaica has been ranked by Reporters Without Borders in the top 10 of countries with a very free press. And I endorse that. That's something we support.
Jamaica's 9th place ranking is well above several developed countries, such as Australia ranked 25th, the United Kingdom ranked 34th, and the United States 49th. The full list is available online at index.rsf.org. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is set to undertake major projects in the downtown area, including the construction of a festival marketplace valued at $100 million. Chairman of the UDC, Senator Katie Knight, says the festival marketplace is in keeping with plans to redevelop downtown Kingston.
Because what we want to do is to return life to downtown Kingston after 5 o'clock. Where people now will be able to enjoy Oceana, Victoria Pier, Festival Marketplace, and see the beauty of the harbor, 7th best in the world. It can't just remain as it is.
The Festival Marketplace is to be constructed on 8.9 acres of prime land and will be one more element and attraction in the development of the Kingston waterfront. The House of Representatives has concluded debate on the Construction Amendment Local Government Act, which seeks to entrench local governance in the Constitution. The legislation is in keeping with recommendations made in the August 1993 report on the Constitution of Jamaica and the May 1995 final report of the Joint Select Committee of the Houses of Parliament on constitutional and electoral reform. The reports emphasize the need for certain public offices and institutions to be included in the Constitution of Jamaica. In his contribution to the debate, Junior Minister for Local Government and Community Development Colin Fagan said the bill represents a tangible movement in the direction of full facilitation and protection of local government in Jamaica.
The bill, more than anything else, is the facilitator of what we ultimately want from local government, the full placement of the people at the heart of the process, influencing and managing their own affairs.
The bill provides for local authorities to perform regulatory functions as well as for Parliament to make provision for local authorities to generate and spend their own revenue and for the holding of local government elections. And the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JCIF, has launched an environment management program for cleanup and beautification activities in 18 communities. The initiative is part of the Integrated Community Development Project, ICDP, and is being carried out in partnership with the National Solid Waste Management Authority. The environmental component, dubbed Come Clean, was launched Wednesday in Hannatown, Tivoli Gardens, and Denham Town. Environmental coordinator at JCIF, Dr. Milton Clark, says that the project will enhance the appearance of the targeted communities.
So what we are doing is to initiate our solid waste management intervention in the community by starting with a comprehensive cleanup, which includes the cleaning of the drains, the streets, and the dump sites in the community, and to replace some of these dump sites, green space.
Under the project, community-designated, trained, and gazetted environmental wardens, as well as other volunteers, will coordinate and monitor waste recycling, composting, waste collection, and disposal. Skips and skip enclosures are also to be constructed. That was the GIS News. I'm Njue James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.